Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Author Eke. Tonight, or today, we have something kind of special. I'm on the receiving end. So Jeff Circle is actually going to be one asking me questions. So it's going to be a 15-minute format or so. And he's got some predefined questions he wants to ask me, referencing my new book coming out, 1 of 4, which I'm going to answer truthfully because I'm afraid if I don't, he will hunt me down and hurt me. So... And I don't think I could hide.
Nope. You can't hide from the dossier. So,
well, Jeff, thanks. This was a great idea. So go ahead and fire away.
All right. Well, Travis, a lot of people already know about you, but it's my honor and privilege to speak with you today about your new book, 1 of 4. This is different. Mm-hmm. This is special, and I'm really excited about it. So like you said, this is a short interview. People can catch it really quick in your car while you're sitting around waiting in carpool lane. But before we get into the book, I need to tell everybody a little bit about what I know about this man, Travis Davis. Travis was an Air Force brat growing up around the world in places like Arkansas, Spain, New York, California. He got the military bug early, and at 17, he did the right thing and joined the Army, going into armored reconnaissance. He served in Europe during the Cold War, back when we still had places like East Germany and Czechoslovakia, and he came out of those places with some fun stories you can read about in his dossier or listen to on his show. Perhaps one of the most impressive achievements was earning a lifetime membership in the Sergeant Morales Club, something that few soldiers make the cut for. This club promotes the highest ideals of integrity, professionalism, and leadership for enlisted soldiers serving Europe, and you can only get into it through a rigorous and competitive selection process, which Travis obviously did. This is another thing that makes our guest today, or he's my guest right now, and it makes him an exceptional human being. And I'm excited to be a part of this special edition of Author Eke. So, Travis, now on to your book, 1 of 4. Mm-hmm. It's a wild departure from the other books you've published. And while your other novels can be described as exciting, current event type thrillers, 1 of 4 is a World War I historical fiction account through the eyes of the unknown soldier. Please share with everyone why this story had to be told the way you wrote it.
I've been fascinated with World War I for the last few years, and I had an idea that I wanted to write a historical fiction about World War I. I actually ran the premise by my son. He goes, "Hey, Dad, what about adding this kind of spin to it?" And the spin was a father-son. So I wrote it, and I wanted to write it in a way that I did not in any way degrade or disrespectful of the soldier in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So I wanted to give his account, but I have the character. The main character in the book has no characteristics other than he's a man. He married and has a son. That's it. Other than that, if you had said, "Travis, who is this person?" I cannot tell you. And I want that to remain that way. People say, "Oh, it ought to be a movie." Well, if it's a movie, they can never show the actor's face. It has to be from that perspective. And I wanted to get this out because I just felt compelled to write it and driven to write it. And I just think that I wanted to make it not a war book, a book about war and the condition, the human condition, not only of the combatants, but the people affected by war and the family members that are affected by people that go to war.
Okay. Oh, I like it. You know, tell us a little bit more about the secondary story or the theme in the book that deals with the father and son angle. You're right. That was a twist. It's the other element of this, how it affects us. Why was that important to write about that?
I think it gives more of mystique around the diary. Father and son in Paris in a strange relationship. They go into a bookstore. The son feels gravitated towards a section of the bookstore, finds a Bible, old, French. He can't read French, but he is compelled to tell his father he wants to buy it. And the first thing out of his father was a Bible. Then there's that antagonistic relationship. And I wanted to tell it in a way that as they're reading the diary, they're going back and talking about things back and forth of, why did his dad like he was when he came back from war? He didn't understand it. He didn't understand PTSD. He didn't understand why is his dad, not a perfectionist, but wants to do things right. And he learns, and they learn, and they bond, because that's what it's about. It's about that human condition of hearing the accounts of a war through a diary that's over 120 years old, almost. But it brings it back to the present day, because they feel a rekindling of a father-son that will never be broken.
Man, there's so much about the diary and how it was found where I'd love to talk about. People just need to get the book. So
yeah,
let me move on. Based on how traditional thriller books often have a lot of action, suspense, twists, red herrings, backstories, settings, how did you use those essential story elements in 1 of 4 to make it something that people won't be able to put down?
Yeah, I wanted to go into graphic detail in the battle scenes or in the training that led up to the battle, because, you know, the first expeditionary unit got to France in June 26th, 1917. They weren't ready for combat. They weren't ready. It was about a ramp up, a 6 month ramp up. So I wanted to go through that. I just didn't want to start in the combat. And I wanted to show how this individual changed over time based on that. So I wanted to use the action of the battle. I wanted to use some of the mystique at the father-son relationship, or, you know, what even happened to the girl that found it? Why didn't she ever, you know, why did she ever talk about it?
Yeah.
Why didn't she bring it out? So I wanted to bring that up from a mystery perspective and still leave in your mind, who is that soldier in the tomb of the unknown soldier? And if it could be a soldier, could this be the soldier? Heroic, cares for his men, is a leader, a family man, has great faith in a higher, you know, in a God, and all these things is what you'd want to. What I think, without, you know, disrespecting the actual soldier in there, and I learned so much by doing the research, simply from how he was selected, right, and what happened to the other three. 1 of 4 is. He's the one of the four of the unknown soldiers that was exhumed to be the one to be interned in the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Yeah. Yeah. Just wild. I mean, just wonderful imagination. I don't think anything like this has been done before. So,
Thank you.
Speaking of having been done before, your earlier books, Flames of Deception and Cobalt, are modern day thrillers with some technical drama that deals with global energy and the potential for a different kind of war.
Yeah.
What was it about this new story, the account of an unknown soldier dying during World War I, that made you shift from your other books to something like this? Because I remember when you talked to me about it, you were so excited. Yeah. And I was sitting right here and you were telling me about it. I was like, that's really neat. Wow. What made you shift?
That's very, so I was writing my third novel in the Team Texarkana series. I was 50,000 words into it.
Wow.
And then I had this idea about the book. And from then on, I just felt I had to tell the story. I just started writing a couple years ago, but I've never felt compelled to do what it is in 1 of 4. I don't know why, but I think I had to get that story out for people to, you know, the war's been, there's so much that we live today because of World War I. And that's the interesting part. There's the first war with modern equipment, the tank, the machine gun, gas, right? All that, World War I, and how after the war, the countries were divided up, Middle East. So, yeah. And I wanted to tell the story, but I wanted to tell it from a person that I didn't know who it was. And I intentionally did not read any soldiers' letters or anything to write this, because I didn't want to take away anybody's story. I want it to be his story.
I love it. Yeah. That's, like I said, it's, the word unique is overused, I think, in today's vocabulary, but this is special. This is different. So, all right. Promised quick interview, hard hitting questions.
Yep.
Five. We're at number five. So I know we're celebrating one of four today, which people should definitely pick up on your website, authortravisdavis.com or at Amazon. Mm-hmm. But among the many other things that you do, like being a great podcast host, bottom line is, Travis, you're a writer. So what's the next thing on the Travis Davis bookshelf? And I'll let you go one or two ways on this. Either tell us what you're working on now or tell us what we should be reading right now. Your call.
So by doing the research of the book, I found some interesting things. So I believe I'm going to write another World War I historical fiction thriller.
Wow.
Thriller type of book. Because there's some things that I, doing my research, I'm like, I didn't know that. I mean,
yeah.
Now, if you read 104, you'll know it. Uh-huh. Because the, one of the things in the book is to help his son, Alex Walter, does a lot of research for World War I because he wants to be able to talk intelligently about it to his son when he asks the questions. So I would look for potentially another, not like this, because I don't think this can be ever be redone,
yeah,
or anything close to it. I think it's going to be a historical kind of fiction thriller espionage book. World War I.
Neat. Yep. All right. I love it. Okay. Well, folks, there you have it. Travis Davis, 104, out May 1st. Unlike anything else that's out there. I know Travis is really excited about this. It's a labor of love, but holy cow. Don't look at this as homework for World War I. No, this is unlike anything else. So grab it today.
Yeah, and I just want to say that I do have a giveaway from now until the 30th of April.
Yeah.
That it's this beautiful map right here, that autographed, is, framed.
It's amazing.
Framed. If you get the ebook, pre-order the ebook, just send me an email. You can do that on Twitter or Travis at author Travis Davis or at Travis at randomthoughts.llc. And send me the copy of what you purchased, or you can get an autographed copy off my website, authortravisdavis.com, and you're automatically entered into the drawing. And I'm going to send it just like that, autographed in a box to your house.
Fantastic, or wherever you man. Are. I love it.
Travis, United States and Canada only.
yeah. There you go. Dude, great job. You knocked it out of the park. Keep it going, and love everything you're doing on social media and your podcast. So keep up the great work. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and I can't thank you enough for what you do to the author community. And by the way, when you read 104, you're going to notice something. Let me know what you guys notice when you're reading the book.
There you go. Hit Travis up on social media. Yeah, drop the line on there on X or Instagram, wherever. And Travis will respond, definitely. And thank you. I appreciate that.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Travis.